It's Celtics Wednesday coming up at 9. We will talk Celtics with Mego. 1 week from tomorrow, we will be doing the show at the American Heritage Museum in advance of Veterans Day weekend. That's in Hudson. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, we will go to lunch. It is a show tradition, Lunch with the Hero. And so if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you tell us who your hero is, he or she who has served this country, and you can bring them to the show in the morning and then to lunch afterwards at the 110 Grill. Our third year of doing this. Last year we met Joe Landry, World War II veteran, who will join us at the American Heritage Museum. And Joe just celebrated his centennial birthday, and so I hope the rest of you will come out and say hello and experience that. That place is incredible. It's 66,000 square feet of military artifacts and exhibits.
Looks like your condo.
So, like a full... You can see Air Force jets. They have, and the stories that go along with the artifacts that they have are incredible. There's, like, there's this old plane that's barely, it's like a nearby plane. And the dude who flew it basically MacGyvered the first ever airplane weapon, where he like basically took a machine gun and then used duct tape to put it on the wings and create the first ever flying weapon.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
So, like, there's so many incredible things, and I would, if you can flex a Friday, I would flex next Friday, and we can't wait to see you in Hudson at the American Heritage Museum, and then Lunch with a Hero afterwards at the 110 Grill. Back to the news, Courtney.
A drunk Canadian golfer was arrested after he got upset when a group playing behind him hit into his group, which is a no-no.
Yes,
but
totally.
He decided to smash his driver over a golfer from that group's head. He's now facing possible charges of assault with a weapon.
Good.
And of course somebody was filming this. God, I love 2024.
Yeah. And while you're watching, we do have audio.
Oof. Damn.
Oh my God! What's wrong with you?
Hey, you better call
the cops.
Call our back wing. Call the RCMP right now.
Put the club down.
RCMP right now.
We can de-escalate this, hey?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh my God!
The man with the blue shirt and the hat who did that—he's like, "Hey, don't f with me."
He hauled off and hit the dude across the head with the driver,
breaking his driver.
Yeah.
It's insane.
What a douche.
I mean, that is wild, Shine.
But that's 2024. We are 1 second away from going 100 miles an hour, no matter where you're. Look at that. A gorgeous day in Canada. And some guy whacks a guy. I mean, a million years. Do you think the person that got hit in the head thought he was going to get hit in the head with
no.
the driver?
No.
Terrible camera work.
Dangerous sport. I mean, it happens. Like, somebody hitting into you is not always because they're trying to rush you along.
Right.
It's frustrating. And
why do they feel like that they were being rushed and the guy did it intentionally?
Yeah, probably that was their.
Well, it's really easy when you drive up. You're like, "Hey guys, sorry, my fault," and it's like immediately not a problem.
Well, this one would not have been an issue for you because those guys that got hit were standing in the fairway, so you would not.
I wish I didn't have the rim shot ready for that. That's mean.
You would not have hit them. All right, what's next?
The actress Terry Garr has died at the age of 79.
Really?
Yeah, Garr, known for her roles in Young Frankenstein, Tootsie, and Mr. Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in the 80s, was a like legit movie star, Terry Garr.
Mm-hmm. Young Frankenstein's a classic.
It is.
That
it
is a classic.
Is that film acceptable now in today's world that we live in?
I mean, who the hell knows, but watch it.
That's Mel Brooks.
Yes.
That's one of Mel Brooks' greatest films.
Gene Wilder is classic in there. The dad from Everybody Loves Raymond, who played the Frankenstein character. I forget what his name is.
Yeah.
Igor was the best. He was too funny. You know how many times I saw that movie?
A lot. Right?
Oh, God.
Yeah. She did it. She dies 20 years after she was diagnosed with MS.
Oh,
so 79 years old.
When he put the brain in, what was the name of the brain he put the wrong brain in?
I was just literally thinking of it.
It was like Wasn't it Benedict Arnold? And he kept saying it was Benny something. Oh, it was such a classic. I forget the name.
What's her line with regard to the giant schnauzer?
Oh, the horse.
That's a great movie.
Oh, it's a classic.
All right. What's next?
Well, the people from Ring Camera are running a new promotion for scary season. You can join Ring's Great Ghost Search. So I'll read the promo. Haunted, flaunt it. From real paranormal proof to family and friends in costume, Ring is looking for the country's greatest ghost sightings. Catch one on a Ring device for your chance to win $100,000 cash prize that can help ghost your ghosts for good.
So if you have video of a ghost at your door, you could a legit ghost, you can win $100,000.
Correct.
Do you buy, when you see the videos, people are like at a haunted hotel or something, and
no,
you see,
I don't
like
play around with that stuff. That's one thing I don't play. I don't believe in Bigfoot, I don't believe in aliens, but I don't play around with ghosts and spirits, none of that stuff.
Oh, I believe it every time I see those videos.
Yeah, I don't trust
him. Your answer to your question about young Frankenstein, was Abby Normal.
Yes,
Abby Normal. Everybody on the text line is like, Abby Normal,
Abby Normal. That was it, that was classic. Greg, I don't play around with none of that none of this stuff you can take home with you.
All right, 100 grand, and that's almost as much as the city will give you to throw a Halloween party. Thank you, Courtney. Is that the news?
That's the news.
Thank you, Courtney. This is Elliot, who was caller number 9. Hello, Elliot.
Good morning.
Where are you from, Elliot?
I live in Swansea, New Hampshire.
Awesome. And who are you going to bring? Who is your hero that you're going to bring to lunch with a hero?
Both of my parents served over 20 years in the Navy, so Mark and Victoria.
So wait, you're foregoing lunch. I would never do that. Are you sending both of them in your stead?
Yes, that's correct. It's more important for them to both get the meal than myself, although I'd love to join, but
You know what? Priority. This is what every parent would wish for.
Mm-hmm.
A grown man who is giving up lunch so that his parents can eat. This is what I hope for my future when it comes to my two loving children. All right, so both of your parents...
they sacrificed a lot more for us than...
Yeah,
there you go.
I'll happily sacrifice.
All right, well, we can't wait to meet your parents, both of whom served over 20 years for this country. And so, Elliot, thank you so much. Hang on so we can get your parents there. And if you would like to, you don't have to worry about calling. If you'd like to go to WEEI.com in the contest page, you can tell us about your hero there, and he or she who has served this country can join us for lunch and our show, which is happening a week from Friday at the American Heritage Museum. Here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Bruins get shut out by the Flyers. Final score 2-0 at the TD Garden. Korpisalo was in goal. He had 17 saves in the loss. They're on the road now to take on the Hurricanes tomorrow night in Carolina. The Celtics are on the road tonight taking on the Pacers in Indiana. And the NBA has fined the 76ers $100,000 for public statements around the health status of Joel Embiid. The Yankees show signs of life. They take game 4 of the World Series, taking down the Dodgers 11-4. That series sits at 3-1 Dodgers with game 5 tonight in the Bronx. And bad news for the Texans. Stephon Diggs is out for the season with a torn ACL that he suffered in the Texans' win over the Colts on Sunday. I have locked in my parlay for tomorrow evening. I am very excited about it. I do have a question for Shime. Am I able to edit it after?
No.
Okay.
I told you that, man.
What, do you want to change it in the fourth quarter?
I want to add. No, because I thought before maybe the game I could just add one more.
Well, so the cash out looks like it's still the same as what you submitted the bet as. So if you cash out, you can get your money back. It'll just cancel out the whole bet, and then you can replace it how you want it.
So
if it's the exact same.
This is a six-legger?
Yeah.
All
right, money line, you got the Texans.
Can I be totally honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't love it.
Okay. What don't you love
then
about
it? I love it even more.
Amen.
I don't love the idea of Aaron Rodgers over 1.5 passing touchdowns.
All right.
I don't love Breece Hall anytime touchdown. He scored one touchdown in the last, I think, 5 games.
Okay.
And the people making fun of me for $34, that's what was left in my account. And I am not adding any more money this month.
I would have added, like I said, I would have added
Wilson.
Garrett Wilson over 62.5 passing yards. That would have kicked you up to about 4,400. Yeah.
I would have gotten Joe Mixon in here somehow.
I like it.
Wiggy just wants to add legs, so the payout that he never gets is higher.
That's all right.
That's what he wants to do.
That is a realistic looking at that parlay. All those things could happen. The Texans don't give up a ton of passing yards, so Aaron Rodgers under 233.5, I take that all day. Mm-hmm. CJ over 225 all day. I think both passing touchdowns for 1.5 for both of those guys is realistic.
All right. Well,
Shine would disagree.
All right. I'm excited. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. I like that bet, by the way.
Thank you.
Good choices. And October 34, always a good number to use in Boston. So maybe Big Poppy will give it a good look. Charm. 54 degrees, partly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 70.
I got to tell you, a little bit of concern for the GOAT. After yesterday, he used that song in a post to express his internal confusion over the ex-wife being
a little emo there,
being pregnant.
That's on Rex.
Yeah, that's
emo posts.
It was weird that he was on the roof deck of NEMA too. Like you,
I mean, also like at some point, and I'm probably guilty of this, but the we used to call it vague booking on the old show, where you're posting something that is vague, but hoping that people will respond to you is. I think at some point you're too old to do that. If you're
Greg.
If you're a man.
Wow,
Greg.
That is rich.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I'm with you on the
I
whole
feel
vague
bad
thing.
For him. I really do. Oh. I feel bad for him.
Just speak your truth. You know.
Yeah, but I mean,
just be like,
I think everybody knows she did him dirty. He did not do her dirty.
No. But I'm with you on the vague thing. Tom, let us know your heart, man.
Well, he's hoping that the child within can rise above.
Yeah.
So he's telling you that he's holding back on what he really wants to say.
I think he's been holding back for quite some time, and we should give him credit. Like, yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't want to do the roast over again.
I bet he wants to do roast 2.0.
No,
I bet he wants to do it all over again.
I think his kids were upset with that. So but he, when it comes to speaking on the topic, has stayed very mum himself. Yeah. So
it's worse though if you're the kid. Your dad busting a little jokes out about your mother, or the fact that you now know you got a younger sibling coming, and it ain't been a year since, you know, a year and a half since your mother and father had split up, and they're old enough to kind of know, like, really? Ma, you already got another child with the jujitsu guy? Like, that has to be strange.
Well, you feel very strongly about this. So I don't know what your time limits are and what...
Not a year and a half.
It's a little outrageous on your part. I bet there are a lot of people listening who probably have an opinion about spouses and when they end up, you know, getting divorced, what your so-called waiting period is on how long they go before finding love somewhere else.
Greg, one thing if they couldn't stand each other. Like, and we knew that, like, there was cheating allegations, they couldn't stand each other, and they were like, all right, we're done with this, we're ready to move on. But I was under the impression, based on what she was saying about him, is like, this was her soulmate, she was so broken, and like, how she, you know, like, Tommy was my love, and, you know, all the stuff on how much she cared about her family, and all this other stuff, and then she gets divorced, and Tom the same way, and it's a year and a half later. And can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, if Tom would have had a baby with somebody else? They would be crucifying him.
He did do that.
No, I'm talking about now.
Yeah, but before he met her.
Yeah, but he wasn't with Bridget Moynihan that.
Well,
they weren't married. So it's different, Courtney. They weren't married. Giselle and Tom.
They were not married. You are correct.
Giselle and Tom. And the way she talked about him made it seem like this was her soulmate. And if that's your soulmate and you're telling me a year and a half later, not even a year and a half later for the relationship, that's the kid. But not even a year after they're married, she's already in love with another guy that they knew? Come on, man.
I bet you if Tom had an opportunity to do a do-over, he would have married Bridget and been with her. it seems like they get along in a much better way post everything. And you're right, Courtney, whether they were married or not, it wasn't exactly a sweet moment for Bridget Moynihan to be delivering a child when he was with someone else. However, the thing that just most irritates me is it's not, Wiggy, what you're saying, post-separation. It's the fact that she was with this guy for years.
Yes!
And the way that she made it seem, like if anybody should have wanted Tom to keep working, it was the lady banging the jiu-jitsu guy at the house. And yet she was making it seem like Tom was ignoring the family to keep pursuing football, when Wiggy all along said, it's not like baseball,
nope,
where you're out of town every few weeks, you know, for 180 games a year, whatever. Like, the
Wiggy,
way that...
You're being accused of being a sexist on this topic.
How?
Because they're saying, how long would you expect her to wait? You wouldn't expect the same thing from a man.
I would expect the same thing from a man. I would 100% expect the same thing
from
a guy.
So people get divorced and then they're not supposed to date?
No. But it's...
Greg,
she was with this dude literally... They weren't even divorced yet, and he was on vacation with them and the kids. And everybody bought, they were just friends. And now they're already... Basically, she's pregnant with this guy and about to have a baby. Come on, man. And she talks about how much she loved Tom and how he was her soulmate. And if it was the same way for a dude, I would say the same exact thing. You can't tell me this is your soulmate and not even a year and a half later, you're popping out kids or you're impregnating somebody else and talking about, I love this person. My life hasn't been complete until I met them.
I don't know. Do women feel the same way that Wiggy does? Like, do you feel the same way about it?
No, I do not. I have a very hard time with this because Tom's had a bad situation between the Bridget going into Giselle situation. And then I had Giselle's side completely when this relationship broke up. But for me, the hardest part about it is her bringing him around the kids while she was married to Tom,
right,
and then immediately after.
So this don't bother you. So you married Asanto for 10 years. You have this loving relationship that we all believe and see and you talk about.
Yeah.
And then...
I think people move on.
His instructor, that whatever it is, his somebody to help him get in shape, a year and a half later... They have a kid, and they've been kicking it
a year, six months after you get divorced. If she was cheating on Tom with the guy, with jiu-jitsu, that's an issue. That should have never happened. But to say that people need to wait 3 years before they start dating again after getting a divorce,
So how was that your soulmate? I didn't say start dating.
Well, yeah, you said that yesterday.
No, I said, like, tell us that you are now, you already have a new soulmate. I mean, how do you have a soulmate a year and a half later you got another soulmate?
But I just think people move on quicker than you think.
So you'd be cool with that?
No, me? No.
He just asked you. You just said, yeah.
Yeah, no, Greg brings up a good point where it's like you're kind of holding people responsible after they get out of a relationship that there needs to be this long waiting period and you need to put a time on it.
No, a time on.
I don't think life works that
way. A time on. You can't tell me that we're soulmates 10 years in, and then a year and a half later, you already got another soulmate.
Well, she hasn't called him a soulmate. She got pregnant.
Courtney.
Jiu-jitsu.
The whole story is about them.
I think
my issue is her bringing him around the kids so early on. Like, I think that needs to be, especially the ages in which these kids are. They're not adults.
Right. And you're not just bringing some rando around your kids. So if she's bringing him around the kids, Giselle, and she's bringing the jiu-jitsu dude, she must really believe that this guy is a soulmate, somebody I'm in love with.
And the people, Courtney, of course, Courtney sides with the cheater. I do not side with the cheater. I've apologized a million times that I had this whole thing wrong,
yeah,
and shame on Giselle. I'm just saying, Wiggy's whole thing is that you need to wait like years before you get into a new relationship. I don't think life works that way. I'm not naive in the fact that people get divorced and then they move on.
This is Jillian. Hello, Jillian.
Hi.
Hey.
I just want to say I feel like Wiggy is just very consistent, that Wiggy has a really good marriage and he takes his marriage really seriously and he really loves his wife.
Yeah.
And the reason he's like in conflict with you guys over this is because for him, that wouldn't be enough time. and I admire it in him.
Today marks 28 years to the day that my wife and I got married.
Happy anniversary. Mm.
Thank you very much. And I would say the same thing if this was a man.
And the next day you put on a costume and haven't taken it off.
No. And
now, can I ask you, should the worst thing happen?
Yes.
And you were to pass away?
Yep.
Perhaps choking on a meatball slider at Stats.
Oh, if I'm going to go, that's the way I'd like to go.
Doing something you love.
Yes.
How long would you expect Mrs. Wiggins to wait to find love?
I would expect that she wouldn't find love.
Never in her life ever?
Because I know that...
Never in her life ever?
Wait, you said would not?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, you're mad.
Because I subscribe. Maybe I'm just different. I subscribe that you only get one true soulmate and one true love. And if you're with that person for a long period of time and then that person falls, you know, happens to pass away, then I don't feel like that you can be with somebody else because you already had that soulmate.
You don't want anybody snuggling in front of that faux fireplace.
Listen,
with Mrs. Wiggins in your absence.
She's a woman and I'm a man and she's still going to be, you know, active out there. That's different.
What?
That is completely different.
So you don't, you, okay, okay,
sex
okay.
Sex is not, sex is
I think
different.
This is a very level
He's
take.
He's covering himself.
Should
the opposite happen, he wants to go out and smash randos.
Well, she already knows.
So, I think we're having two different conversations.
I'm not having two conversations.
No, I think Wiggy's very consistent.
Because you don't want her to be alone, though. She's okay if she dates around and stuff like that.
If she goes out and she, like, and we've had this conversation plenty of times. I told her that, like, God forbid something happens to me or you. Yeah, I expect you're going to still be outside and living your life.
But she'll probably have a companion.
No, she's going to be like...
Yeah, that's what Greg has.
She's going to be like a woman who's enjoying life.
Are you saying that she could
be... She might be with multiple guys, you know, having fun, but
she could be for them screens.
Yeah, but she ain't going to be snuggled up, loved up. That's completely different.
I love the insecurity.
It's not insecurity.
I don't think people are supposed to like be alone. I don't think people do well alone. And so if Mrs.
You ain't got to be alone. You could still date people. But
what if she finds a man that she really gets along with and they spend a lot of time together? Like, I just...
There's no way she's going to be like, I love this guy. Like if you're been in a relationship with if you and Santo are together your parents, for example.
Yeah, their anniversary is tomorrow. Happy 34 years.
Perfect. Knock on
Go
wood.
Coxes.
Knock on wood. One of them happens to, you know, move on to the upper room. But no, we're having this conversation.
No. I just thought of something else.
Right. Would you be cool with your dad now saying, "Here's my new love"?
I would have a very hard time with it, but I wouldn't blame him for it.
No. I'm not. But you would.
But I don't think men
you would
can
want
be.
Want him to fall in love.
Yeah,
again.
I don't think men can be alone. Like I think.
What about your mother? Same thing.
Same. Yeah. I would want them to be happy, and if being happy. But what just hit me? My parents' 34-year anniversary tomorrow. I just bet $34 on the day of their anniversary. Their 34th anniversary. I don't know. 34 might be hitting.
Numerology works.
Here's a text that says, if I died, this is from Maine. Hello to my adopted home continent of Maine. If I died, I wouldn't want my husband with a new woman who is in my home and around my kids, my pets, etc.
And saying now this is my new...
That's selfish though.
No, if you have one true love, you can't... I hold it the same way. You know, if you have one true love and one soulmate, how do you then, after all that time of being with the person, be like, yeah, you know what? I found another person.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, everybody. Pastor Wiggins, I'm going to say, having met you up at Loon, I need to meet the missus, okay? You are a man among men. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
That said, if you do love your wife, right, and God forbid you pass, you would not want to convey, you know, you would not want to allow her to have, you know, joy or love afterwards, after you pass. That's what you're saying, right?
No, I'm saying that she could never find joy or love with somebody else because the joy of love that we've had for so long. You can't find that with somebody else.
It's going to be a different type of love, but it probably will still be love. My mom also just told me I got it wrong. 37 years tomorrow.
Oh, darn it. Change the bet.
Okay, so Wiggy, happy anniversary. I need to meet the missus just to see this incredible woman that has been with you for 28 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But Wiggy, you're not going to be here.
No, I know I'm not going to be here.
So, I mean, what if she finds someone that makes her truly happy and gives her feelings of love?
Then
what if she found somebody that she loved more?
Then all that stuff. See, then I look at it like all that stuff that you said when we were together
was fraud.
Was there was some cap in that?
No, Wiggy. Because let's put it this way, right? Let's put
it
in an area
like she can't physically have you. It's not like you're still here. To Curtis's point,
but it's not about the physical part. You can still be physical with other people and not have any emotion to that.
I understand, but Wiggy, let's talk in an area we all agree: food.
Okay.
You've had your favorite piece of pizza before.
Right.
And then a year, 10 years, whatever, you found a piece of pizza that was even better. That made you be like, wow, I don't know what I was thinking. I can't believe I said that was the best thing I ever ate. This is.
Then that favorite pizza that I said 10 years, I was capping the whole time.
No, you just didn't know anything different.
No, it's not. If you know what you know. See, you're saying that you can find multiple soulmates.
I'm saying that to say that it would be impossible would be to ignore the potential reality.
It's the reality is if you're with somebody and you marry this person, if it goes left, then okay, I get it. But if you're really truly like, this is my soulmate, this is the person, this is whatever, you know, the mother to our beautiful family or the father, and then you instantly, a year and a half later, you done moved on and you feel the same way about another guy?
So you're like a swan. You mate for life.
Yeah. What is all that stuff we built? Like, what's all that we built? Like, Giselle built all this stuff with Tom. Now, all of a sudden, she's like, oh, Tom was my soulmate, but guess what? Jiu-Jitsu guy is my soulmate, too.
She hasn't said that.
She's having a baby with him.
But do you think she planned this pregnancy?
Yes, it was planned. If you're 44, that is highly unlikely to be not planned.
And we know they were together because she, like you said.
Yes, I know. This
she brought him around the kids. You're not just bringing random dudes around.
I don't like that. And I think Giselle did Tom dirty, and all the credit to Tom Brady for being such a class act throughout the whole thing. But I just think saying somebody should just be alone forever.
I didn't say alone.
It is kind of alone.
No, it's not.
You just want Talina to be out in them streets?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Streets.
Screeks.
How is that alone?
God forbid I go, Santo better wait a year, but like then it's...
So you want him to wait a year. Somebody was asking how you feel. So
yeah,
I would want him
to wait. Like,
what's the difference? 6 months, a year? Well, like if he falls in love with someone else, how does that
differ? Yeah, you're right. So I just...
Then he never really loved you.
Oh,
no. I don't think that's it. I think that he's so young. I would hope that he could continue to live his life.
What if you passed away, sadly?
This is so morbid.
He was going to be. What if he ended up falling in love with somebody who was a friend of yours?
Oh,
great.
God.
Really?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Glash?
I don't want him to be to find happiness. I don't want him to be sad the rest of his life.
But you don't have to be. Just because you're not married with somebody don't mean you're alone. You could still be outside. There are plenty of older single people that date around and have companionship but aren't like, oh yeah, this person's my soulmate.
I would haunt Santo forever, so I mean he would still think about me, but yeah, I would hope that he was able to have a family. And like, you have to think of it that way.
If you really love the person, I think you would think about it that way. I think you'd want them to be happy without you.
But it's not about being happy. You keep missing the point. You can't.
You want Talina to be like sitting at home, looking at a photo of you.
No, I didn't say that. See, you can't tell me we've been together for all these years and our love is like this unbreakable bond and we've been together, married, whatever, and then all of a sudden, a year later, you now have that same bond with somebody else? That don't add up.
God forbid you ever pass. I want an Instagram video from Talina of some dude rolling out of your bed in his boxers, scratching himself in front of that beautiful view you have.
Oh, God, Greg.
over the city of Boston.
See, I...
Because I want her to be happy.
Yeah, but see, like, you can be happy, but guess what? You ain't rolling out in the morning. You just rolling out after whatever said act is
no,
done.
No, I bet he's rolling out in the morning. For
you. You don't want him sleeping over.
Yeah, I got an Uber for you.
See, you've got all these rules.
But that's the love that, you know.
You know, she's making love, and then there's maybe a snuggle after.
No, she wouldn't be making love.
So you want Talina to end up with somebody like Worm.
No. I would expect, like,
You'd expect Greg.
What do you mean?
Maybe she ends up.
No. Yeah. I would expect her to be, I'm not with anybody.
Yeah.
I'm out there enjoying life.
This is interesting. Very interesting. All right. Well,
she knows I'm going to do it. She knows that there's nobody ever. I told her I would never even entertain getting with somebody married. I'm just enjoy life and, you know, keep kicking it with people and go from there.
Well, I mean, I hope that we never have to deal with this.
You guys are giving your heart away like, you know.
I think you and Talina are
free
so,
chicken nuggets.
You two are so connected that if one goes, the other will probably soon follow.
Oh, well, hopefully it won't be a
die
be
with a
long
broken
time.
Heart.
That'll be a long, long time away.
Ooh, the original version. Tom should have posted the original version.
This is not the chicks
or whatever they call themselves. This is Stevie Nicks and Fleetwood Mac in the original version.
She's got an amazing voice.
It was a heartbreak song.
There was two singers in that group, right? Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, Christine McVie and Stevie. So we'll take a little break, but let it breathe for a minute into the break, Sean, if you can. Well, Curtis, on the topic of rain, apparently the Capo Bianco brothers are looking at sneaking a rain machine into Yankee Stadium for tonight's World Series game. So, should the Dodgers get ahead, they would make it rain.
I gotta tell you, I know I'm not a New York fan of any kind, but and somewhat protective of the fan base here. But if this was Boston, there would be editorials across the country forgetting about the election for a couple hours, demanding Fenway Park be razed and torn to the ground.
Yeah.
I've reached out to Austin Capobianco. He has a lovely wedding website. He got married in September. Seems like a nice guy. His wife's a nurse. Very happy family.
Oh, yeah. But she got herself a real gem, really.
This guy, I've watched a lot of baseball, Greg. I don't know. You know, I used to work at Fenway Park. I've watched the team my whole life. I have never seen that in any game. I've seen Bartman. We've seen interference.
You've seen fan interference, which is somewhat, you know, unintentional, like trying to catch a baseball. I have never seen a fan in any sport attempt violently to interfere with the outcome of a sporting event. It is
in every time I've ever seen a ball, a mitt, and a fan. The second the fan felt the player's mitt, there's an immediate recoil.
These two jackasses are literally trying to wrestle the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove.
They're holding his hand.
Yeah, prying open his glove and holding down his other his arms. Like, that is so crazy to me.
It's assault.
It is.
It's assault. I mean, if you're watching on Twitch, then I'm sure you've seen it at this point. We talked about it a lot this morning. Mm-hmm. But
were they hammered?
Probably. I mean,
that or they felt like, you know, like if you heard the broadcaster, like they were doing something to help the team.
Right.
It's just like
they think they're doing, yes.
Yes.
But like, who thinks that?
New York.
But look at the other fans. If you're watching on Twitch right now, like, dapping them up.
Yeah, because they think that that's their way of helping the team.
Oh, the sunglasses. What a loser.
Yeah, who wears sunglasses at night? That is a great song, though, but nobody should be wearing sunglasses at nighttime.
And the other thing is like, so I guess these guys are season ticket holders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That seat probably, even though it was an elimination game, on the actual front row on the right field line at Yankee Stadium for a World Series must have been. They could have got $5,000 for that.
Yeah. Maybe they got money. You know, they ain't got money.
Oh, here is Mookie Betts on what happened.
What happened with that fan? It's irrelevant. We lost. It didn't matter.
Ricky, just how is that man feeling? Because it kind of looked like, from our perspective, that your wrist kind of went a little bit backwards.
No, I didn't even know. He grabbed my hand, so no, it's perfectly fine.
Was that about as aggressive as you've seen fans in all your time in the game?
When it comes to the person in play, it doesn't matter. We lost. It's irrelevant. I'm fine. He's fine. Everything's cool. We lost the game, and that's what I'm kind of focused on. We got to turn the page and get ready for tomorrow.
Mookie, were those guys there the rest of the game, or did they get thrown out?
I'm not sure. I didn't say look back over there.
Did you get hurt?
No. Mom, everything's fine.
Good answer.
Great
answer.
By Mookie.
Great answer.
Mookie Betts did more to defend Yankee fans than he did Red Sox fans. Holy hell. Yeah, if ever there was a time to be honest, my God, Mookie.
It's unbelievable. Like the entitlement, like the fact that you're sitting there at a World Series game and think that it's okay to literally assault a guy to interfere with the outcome of a baseball game or any sporting event is nuts.
Courtney, gross. Be honest. Yeah. You've never met a guy that's worth talking to who had the hat on that way. the diagonal. Like
yeah,
the,
no, never. No. Thank never.
You. Yeah.
I mean, Wiggy did stick his foot out and try to trip Pat Connaughton the other night on the parquet.
On that was on Courtney's
behalf. That was just being defending a colleague.
No need.
I did get the basketball after it came out of bounds.
Yes.
And I was able to pick it up. And what if I would have just took the ball and ran off with it? They'd have been like, don't worry about it. We got 50 other balls. Yeah.
Running is an interesting choice of words.
I could have light jogged.
All right. We're going to take a break. Speaking of basketball, we will talk Celtics on a Celtics Wednesday with Mego next.